Howdy, folks. A fella told me today, he said, Pat, you don't look 30 years old. Well, he's right. I don't now, but I used to. This is Pat Buttram for delicious double mint chewing gum to bring you just entertainment. Imagine you all went out last Saturday to see if the groundhog saw his shadow. This is always a big day down home. Everybody goes out in the country and looks for groundhogs. There's something about looking for groundhogs that brings out the real us in us there. The groundhogs, of course, down home, they're real hams. Got so they wouldn't come out of their holes until they had a big crowd around. There's one groundhog we called Orson. He would wait till we was all gathered, then he'd come out, walk around, look for his shadow, and then when he saw it, he'd bow like an actor and return to his hole while we applauded. In his late years, though, Orson got real temperamental. He wouldn't come out of his hole unless he was properly introduced. I was the master of ceremonies lots of times there. I'd say, and now, ladies and gentlemen, I bring you the greatest weather prophet of them all, the finest talent of our times, Orson Groundhog. Success went to his head, though. In the off-season, he began hanging around the juniper berry grove and taking on more juniper juice than was good for him. I remember his last performance. He came staggering out of his hole and looked around for his shadow, then dropped over from the juniper juice jitters. Oh, my. In memory of Orson Groundhog, Paula Richards now will sing I've Told Every Little Star.
I think you are. Why haven't I told you? I told ripples in the brook, made my heart an open book. Why haven't I told you? Friends ask me, am I in love? I always answer, might as well confess. If I don't, they guess. Maybe you may know it too. Oh, my darling, if you do, why haven't you told me? Friends ask me, am I in love? I always answer yes. Might as well confess. If I don't, they guess. Maybe you may know too. Oh, my darling, if you do, why haven't you told me?
Well, thank you, little girl. Mighty cute there. Some of the boys in the band, they tell me they have trouble keeping double mint handy because the youngsters at home and their missuses, they make off with all they have in their pockets, you know. This happens in most double mint chewing homes, I guess. I don't know, it's cause every member of the family, they want to chew double mint. Of course, the best way to do is just be sure you have enough double mint for everybody around the house. You know, at least a few extra packages on hand. You know, double mint is something you want when you want it. A dry mouth and throat, they You call for double mint right now and not when you get around to it. So don't run out. Get several packages today, will you? Well, here's something the Halloran Quartet has whipped up special for us today.
Do you hear that whistle down the line? I figure that it's engine number 49. She's the only one that'll come that way on the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe. See the old folk rising round the bend. I reckon that she knows she's gonna need a friend. Folks around these parts get the time of day from the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe.
Here she comes.
Here she comes.
Here she comes. Ooh, 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 ooh. Hey, Jim, you better get the rig. Ooh, ooh, ooh. She's got a list of passengers that's pretty big, and they all want lifts to Brown's Hotel. Lots of them been traveling for quite a spell, all the way from Philadelphia, on the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe. Hey, Jim, you better get the rig. She got a list of passengers that's pretty big, and they all want lifts to Brown's Hotel. Lots of them been traveling for quite a spell, all the way from Philadelphia, on the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe. The Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe.
Oh, mighty fine, boys. You know, I got a letter the other day from a woman asking my advice on how to protect herself against wolves. She says it's got so a girl can't venture out in the big city without meeting up with a wolf or two, showing his teeth at her and saying, "Hiya, beautiful." You know, she says she didn't mind being called beautiful. It's that hiya that burns her. I don't know too much about the present-day wolf technique. I was considered pretty fair in that department in my undergraduate days. I imagine, though, there's new techniques today I wouldn't know anything about. I used to know a girl in New York, though, that went to the late movies, and she is constantly being annoyed by wolves. But she solved it. When a wolf took a seat beside her and started showing his teeth, well, this girl, she'd just keep right on looking at the picture like she wasn't paying any attention to the fella. And then suddenly she'd get busy with her hat pin. And it wasn't any time at all before she'd have a whole row of seats to herself. Well, enough wolf talk. It's time now for Buttram Bonus Talk. Yes, it's Buttram Bonus time, so roll out the soapbox, men, and let's be at it. Today's bonus is solid information about February, because, after all, this is February, and it's about time somebody gave this poor little month the credit she deserves. You see, when they made up the calendar, they gave some months 31 days and some 30 days, but one of the calendar makers, he hated February because he could never remember how to spell it. So he says, "I'll fix you, February. I'll give you just 28 days to get lost." So poor little February, there she was, squeezed between January and March, big month, each one with a 31-day waistline, and she felt very, very sad. Of course, a lot of months would have got angry because it was a raw deal she got, but February just kept her trap shut and made the most of it. Cupid was on her side, though, because on her middle finger, February wears the ring of love, St. Valentine's Day. And I may be the smallest month, she said, but I'm going to create the greatest country on earth, the United States of America. So on February 22nd, 1732, she gave the world George Washington, who became the father of his country. And later, then, when the nations got into a family quarrel, well, February had a man ready to preserve the Union. Abe Lincoln was his name, born February 12, 1809. And after that, we all got along great, but little February felt we should, be more comfortable. So she arranged for electric lights, phonographs, and moving pictures by having another child, Thomas Alva Edison, February 11th, 1847. Well, the moral to all this is, don't sell February short just because she's the littlest month. You know, the most powerful physical force on earth is just a little old atom. Well, that's our Buttram bonus for today, from hat pins to February. The way I get around, you might say I've got a circulation like double mint gum. And believe me, you'll find double mint everywhere. Always carry a package in your pocket or your purse and let double mint go places with you, will you? Well, here's the Halloran Quartet with Paula Richards singing Where or When.
It seems we couldn't talk like this before. We looked at each other in the same way then, but I can't remember where or when. The clothes you're wearing are the clothes you wore. The smile you were smiling then, but I can't remember where or when.
Something that happened for the first time seems to be happening again.
And so it seems that we have met before and loved before,
but who knows where or when.
Between now and this time tomorrow, we should make sure to chew double mint gum after every meal. Then you'll get a good idea of how that healthful chewing helps keep your teeth clean and attractive. Well, this is Pat Buttram, and remember this. Genius is the ability to turn on your mind instead of your TV set. Goodbye. See you tomorrow.
This is the CBS Radio Network.